on your radio,
on Global Player,
and on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Tim Daly. The governor of California says the U.S. federal government is moving to take over the state's National Guard as demonstrations against immigration raids in the city continue. They began after 44 people were detained there on Friday. Our Washington correspondent Simon Marks says Donald Trump is basically nationalizing California's National Guard.
He's planning to deploy 2,000 troops in what he says is an effort to combat all of this. The governor of California, Gavin Newsom, a prominent Democrat, is describing that move as inflammatory.
U.S. officials are warning the Kremlin's promised revenge attacks against Ukraine have yet to begin in earnest. President Putin's threatened retaliation after Kyiv staged a daring operation to destroy Russian bombers last weekend. Labour says the sudden return to Reform UK of its former chairman 2 days after resigning is a humiliating hokey-cokey. Zia Youssef now says stepping down was a mistake caused by exhaustion. A flotilla of vessels carrying humanitarian aid and international human rights activists, including the climate protester Greta Thunberg, is expected to arrive off Gaza later. There are fears it could become a target as it moves into territory which Israel says it must defend. And in sport, it's the men's final at the French Open tennis later. Jannik Sinner will meet Carlos Alcaraz. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Time for your trio from the Classic FM Hall of Fame. And let's start with a piece from Beethoven that saw a massive fall in this year's chart, down 62.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
You're listening to Classic FM.
Just one place, that, for Mendelssohn, the intermezzo from A Midsummer Night's Dream, down one at 189. Five entries for the composer played this morning by the Budapest Festival Orchestra under Ivan Fischer. It followed my first choice for your trio from the Classic FM Hall of Fame, Beethoven's Für Elise for you this morning, his Bagatelle number 25, played by Vladimir Ashkenazi. Katie Brethwick with your Hall of Fame trio that wraps up with Vaughan Williams.
Thank you.
Oh, my final choice for your trio from the Classic FM Hall of Fame, an absolute favourite of mine, that is Vaughan Williams' Fantasia on a Theme by Thomas Tallis, quite rightly 30 years in our top 300 and falling just one place to number 4 in this year's chart. 7 entries for Vaughan Williams, and this morning that one played by the Royal Philharmonic, Pinchas Zukerman, their conductor. And if you fancy hearing a bit more from your top 300s, it is voted for you, after all. Tim Leoro is your man. He's here with Classic FM Breakfast from 7 o'clock and has a Hall of Fame hour for you from 9.
Thank you.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
Bangers on Classic FM. That really is the Entr'acte and Waltz from Evgeny Onyegin on Classic FM. Music by Tchaikovsky, played by the Gothenburg Symphony and conducted by Nema Yevi. Just ahead of it, music from the movies set in a Japanese prisoner of war camp during World War II. The film directed by Nagisa Oshima, starring David Bowie and Tom Conti, with the composer starring alongside them, Ryuichi Sakamoto, his music for Merry Christmas, Mr. Lawrence, and Mr. Sakamoto himself at the keyboard on Classic FM. A few more lovely still to come before I give you up to Sam Pittis after 4 o'clock, such as this from Paul Coles. This is his lullaby, Shanti. Welsh composer on Classic FM. He studied brass first and then switched to the instrument that was to become his first love, the guitar. Paul Coles on Classic FM. Craig Ogden played his Lullaby Chanté number one.
Classic FM.
music from a young British composer by the name of Matthew Coleridge, a former chorister from Cheltenham, based in Dorset these days. He lives near Bridport. And that is perhaps his most celebrated work, The Agnus Dei, from his Requiem on Classic FM. Simon Earle, Maxim Calvo with the choir of Royal Holloway, conducted by Rupert Goff. And just before it, you heard Rameau, his Gigue en Rondo on Classic FM, Víkingur Ólafsson at the keyboard. Katie Brathwick with one more to play you before we part. And I give you up to my colleague and podcast co-host Sam Pittis. And to play us out, composer Sam and I have discussed as possibly having ADHD. There were all sorts of signs. He was irascible. He had a bit of a temper on him, left everything till the last minute, and then one day decided he wasn't going to compose anymore, and he stopped until about 40 years later when he picked up his pen and wrote a little. But that was it for Rossini. Thank you. The overture from Rossini's Barber of Seville on Classic FM, the National Academy of St. Cecilia there. Antonio Pabano there, conductor. That's it from me. I'll see you next Saturday morning from 1. You be good. Sam Pittis is next.
Classic FM.
Hey, it's me, the washing machine. Look, sorry about the noise last night. I'll try and keep a lid on the old drum and bass, yeah? Cheers. I've used a bit more energy than usual, but your hoodie smells like cloud, so...
Heads up! I'm going to be buzzing for the next hour!
Need to conquer the power hungry? With OVO, you can choose 2 hours of free electricity a week. OVO. Do energy differently. Beyond customers only. Smart meter required. Payable as energy credit. Consumption limit of 1 kilowatt per hour. 3 hours ends August 31st. T's and C's apply.
Fever Tree Mediterranean Tonic Water. Made with zesty lemon thyme from a small family farm in Provence and essential oils from herbs that grow in the Mediterranean sunshine. So, if 3/4 of your G&T is a Fever Tree tonic, maybe it's time to call it a TNG. Fever Tree. Mix with the best. Ooh, that takes me straight to the med.
You are not a sponge. You do not belong in a bucket. But when it comes to retirement plans, that's just where some people get put. Not at Fisher Investments UK. We treat you as an individual, tailoring retirement advice that's just right for just you. Fisher Investments UK. Retirement advice that's as individual as you are. Learn more at fisherinvestments.co.uk. Investing involves the risk of loss. Fisher Investments UK is regulated by the UK Financial Conduct Authority.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Tim Daly. The governor of California says the US federal government is moving to take over the state's National Guard as demonstrations against immigration raids in the city continue. They began after 44 people were detained there on Friday. Former FBI supervisor Rob D'Amico has been telling NBC News a vicious cycle has developed.
You now have city and local authorities talking about how the federal authorities are doing things that they're not comfortable with, that they don't want. And of course, that's a politician doing that. And then that feeds protesters. And then the protesters see that they're making ground on interrupting this, and that adds more protesters.
4 people have died after Russia's attacks on Kharkiv during Saturday. Around 24 more were also injured. U.S. officials have warned the Kremlin's promised revenge attacks against Ukraine have yet to begin fully. Nigel Farage says Zia Youssef will continue to be an important part of Reform UK after the former chairman announced he'd return returned to the party 2 days since his resignation. Mr. Yousaf says it was a mistake to quit, and he'll now be heading up Reform's version of Elon Musk's cost-cutting Doge department. And a senior union leader is expected to warn Reform UK is no friend of the workers during a speech later on. General Secretary of the GMB, Gary Smith, is due to attack what he'll call the chancers and bankers behind the party. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Well, hello to you. I'm Sam Pittis. Sunday morning, hope Saturday was good to you. Hope it's another day of relaxation. Before that, music to get you started.